Two guys with beards, one guy with sideburns and a soul patch. A podcast about American craft beer for beer lovers all across the country. From Boston to Dallas to Las Vegas, this is Beer Coasters.
A new monk arrives at the monastery. He is assigned to help other monks in copying old text by hand. He notices, however, that they're copying copies and not the original books. So he goes to the head monk to ask him about this. He points out that if there was an error in the first copy, that error would be continued in all of the other copies. The head monk says, "We've been copying from copies for centuries, but you make a good point, my son." So he goes down to the cellar with one of the copies to check it against the original. Hours later, nobody's seen him. So one of the monks goes downstairs to look for him. He hears a sobbing coming from the back of the cellar and finds the old monk leaning over one of the original books, crying. He asks, "What's wrong?" The old monk sobs, "The word is celebrate."
Oh, nice. And with that, welcome to the Beer Coasters podcast, the weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. Oh, that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm your host this week. This is Chris, and joining me, as always, is
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts,
and Toby from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, and this week we are talking about Belgian quadruples. So continuing on with our Belgian series, this will be our wrap-up. We did doubles, Abbey Ales 2 weeks ago. We did the triples last week. We're doing the quads this week. So,
is there anything after quad?
I hope not.
Centuplets?
There probably is somewhere. I haven't seen it, though.
It's got to be an American version.
Stone or Dogfish Head is probably cooking it up right now.
So
it's got five times the malts and five times the yeast.
Five times the hangover. Hops.
Yeah, exactly. So for our show this week, again, we're covering the Belgian quadruples. We're going to start out the fermentation conversation with Amagang's Three Philosophers Ale.
Amagang, you're a gang.
Yeah. Then we'll move into our hop topics where, Mike, you're trying.
I am trying Victory Brewing Company's V12. It's their quad with 12% alcohol.
Oh, nice.
Nice. And that would actually be part of our tasting flight, not our hop topics, like I said. But,
sorry.
But no, that was my fault. I asked you what you were trying when I
thought we were doing even catch it.
Yeah. Anyway, Toby, what are you trying during our tasting flight?
Well, during the tasting flight today, I am trying Lost Abbey Brewing Company's Judgment Day.
Excellent.
We will all be judged.
And this day, the person to do that judging would be my beer, which is Avery's The Reverend. From there, we'll move on to our Tweet of the Week's. Don't think we have any backwash to cover this week. We'll see once we get to that point whether or not anything's come in. And
see if we get any calls in the next 2 hours. Yeah.
then we'll move on to our last call. And with that, you guys ready to drink some interesting quad?
Well, yes. Chris, you said you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit new to the intro. I wanted to see if you guys had tried anything this week that you wanted to talk about outside of what we do here. I know it's hard to buy anything outside of this podcast since it gets so dang expensive. Yeah. But Mike, have you tried anything this week?
Yeah, I went to Cape Ann Brewery, which is in Cape Ann, in Gloucester, Massachusetts. Went down there, and one of the bartenders slash assistant brewer there had
brewed
up.
Did you say bartender?
Bartender.
I know, the accent's coming back.
Coming back.
It's sense memory. The assistant brewer slash bartender there had been doing some homebrew, and they have, the brewery has what they call Fisherman's Tea Party, which is a barley wine brewed with all different types of tea. Well, he basically brewed a beer with tea, and the style is called Mild, which was a popular style, but younger generations, it kind of fell out of fashion because they considered it an old man's drink because it's only like 3-3.5% alcohol, very mild mm-hmm. brew. And he brewed his with chamomile tea and called it the Chamomile. So I got to taste it. It wasn't carbonated yet, but I got to taste it in some interesting flavors, and it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's cool. Pretty cool there.
So how about you, Toby? You tried anything this week?
Actually, yeah. I got to try Alesmith's Yule Smith, their summer Yule Smith release. Because, you know, they do the two. They do the winter Yule Smith and then the summer Yule Smith. And it's a double IPA, and it was very, very good.
That's from Alesmith, right?
Yeah, Alesmith out of...
And where are they from?
San Diego, California.
That's right. They are also my favorite brewery, by the way, just in case any of you listeners were wondering what my favorite brewery was.
One of my favorite beers, too, is that Yule Smith. It's so...
Yeah.
The holiday one. The winter.
The winter, yeah.
The winter one is very good, too. Yule Smith.
So, awesome.
What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I got to... it was really cool because I went to pick up my regular beers for the week, and I was looking on the shelves like I always do, and I found a 13th anniversary Stone, which blew me away.
Where are they from?
San Diego. But the fact that I was able to get the 13th anniversary in Texas was just awesome. And so I was looking, and I found that, and I picked that up, and finally got a chance to crack that open.
Things to come.
Yeah, finally got a chance to crack that open last night. It's for those who don't know, it's an Imperial Red. It's their 13th anniversary. Really good. It's really, really hoppy, but really well balanced. I really enjoyed it. It was nice. Really, really.
Mm. Really, really.
Really, really.
Nice.
Instead of really, really, it's outstanding.
New, let's use new describing words.
Reverential.
Ooh.
Ooh, you like that?
Nice. All right. So with that... and the talk of beer, I am thirsty. And
I'm
so thirsty. Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah, since the fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna drink some beer, motherfucker. All right.
That's somebody's the enthusiasm excited. I've been... waiting for.
So for our fermentation conversation this week, we are drinking Amagang's Three Philosophers Ale. This is from Amagang Brewing out of Cooperstown, New York. Website is W. Of course you have.
To Cooperstown. Not to Amagang.
No. Well, why not?
Well, the Baseball Hall of Fame is there.
I realize
that. Amagang,
yeah, and they're like really close. Like, I think they're walking distance away.
But I think this was back
in... excuses, pal.
This was in 87 was when I was there last, so...
What's your point?
I couldn't drink, and I don't know if they were there then, were they? I don't know. I'm sure you'll tell me right now.
Actually, I don't know. website is www.omegang.com. That's OMMEGANG.com. The style is a Belgian quad blend. So it's not a traditional quad strong ale. Nope. It's blended. It's actually a Belgian strong ale mixed with a Belgian creek.
Is it a creek or a lambic? Or it's cherry, so it's got to be a creek, right?
Yeah, their website said a creek. And it's the bottle itself says that it's 98% ale with 2% ale with cherries added.
And I know we haven't tried this yet, but it's kind of impressive. It's only 2% and the cherries like come through in this beer big time.
Yeah. Like a... the ABV on it is a 9.8.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what the IBUs are, and there's not really much information as far as what ingredients they're using. Except I'm pretty sure that they're using cherries in it somewhere. So the quick interesting note, I know Mike has a personal story about it, but I'm just going to say one thing about what they talk about as far as how this beer came about. The Three Philosophers is a remarkable limited edition strong ale brewed by a brewery Amagang in response to a home brewer's description of his dream beer.
Wow.
Apparently realbeer.com, which is the internet's largest beer website, which I'm not sure that's... I would think Beer Advocate is probably the largest beer website, but they hosted a contest called Create a Great Beer, and Brewery Amagang was chosen to brew the Belgian-style ale for the winning essayist, Noel Blake.
This guy.
The homebrewer from Portland wrote the description for what his dream beer would be like, and that's how this
and this is it
came about.
Well, thank you, sir, because it is one of my favorites as well.
Very good.
And I've never had it before.
When was the first time you've ever tried it?
Ah, yes. It was way back in San Diego.
Oh, it was way back.
A place called...
San Diego. 19...
It was a bunch of us, actually. We met at the Liars Club in San Diego, which...
I've been there.
Not there anymore.
Oh, sorry.
And you were actually there, Chris, this particular evening.
I was.
A bunch of us were there, and we started ordering things off them. Any one of you don't know what the Liars Club is? It's a definitely a craft beer bar. There's lots of craft beers to choose from there. Good quality beers. Actually, you go into the restroom in the place, and the urinals actually have tap handles of Miller Lite and Bud Light going into the urinals. Just to give you an idea of what they
nice
what they serve. But it was a bunch of us that sat down at the table, and we just started ordering a bunch of different beers. And some of the people there have never really even been into craft beer. Haven't tried even. You know, if they have, they've maybe tried a pale ale here and there or whatever. This was one of the beers that was served that night that everybody, even the people who didn't enjoy beer in general, were like, wow, I could drink this. Wow, this is so different. And it was just a really cool time. It was fun. We introduced some people, hopefully turned them on to craft beer. And it was just a memorable time.
Oh.
And
thanks, Mike.
How about we open them up now?
Yeah.
So as we're opening them and pouring, I'm going to give you the rate beer rating of a 98 out of 100. Beer Advocate users give it an A-, and the Alstrom Brothers also give it an A-.
My cork really wanted to come off.
Yeah. So
my bottle is a 2008, and you guys are drinking in
2009. But this being a strong ale, this is something that would age relatively well. So the fact that you're drinking a 2008 is still absolutely fine.
I hope so.
So we're serving these a little bit. I didn't look up the serving temperature. Toby, I don't know if you did or not.
50.
I think it might be right on the bottle.
Yeah, it's 50.
So we took these out about 20 minutes ago or so to let them warm up just a bit. Over the refrigerator temperature. My head, I had about a half a finger when I poured it, and it went away pretty quickly. And now
I've got about a quarter finger.
Oh.
I have at least two fingers.
Really?
Yeah.
So on the aroma,
yeah, I do.
I get a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
More so than I remember.
It's got a nice dark ruby brownish color too.
Yes.
Cloudy.
Yeah, it is a little cloudy. That's kind of surprising.
Alcohol and black cherry.
Yep.
Is what I'm picking up in the scent.
Yeah. Yeah, big cherry aroma. Alcohol.
Caramelized malt.
Maltiness, yeah.
Guess what? It smells Belgian.
Wow, what coincidence.
Kind of earthy, too.
So I'm diving in with the drink. Again, that alcohol is
smell this beer.
Very much there in the taste.
Woo!
Yeah. Get that cherry.
Oh, yeah. Like a caramely
a
cherry.
Big alcohol.
Like if there's such thing as like a caramel cherry.
Yeah.
That's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, there's a lot of malt in this. There's not any definable hops. I can't really taste hops at all.
No.
Which is pretty normal for the style.
Some apple, maybe some green apple.
Yeah.
I'm getting like skins. Very dark sweet malts, like darky, almost like, you know, like a you know, wheat, like a dark wheat.
Very dry and astringent.
Yeah, very dry. One of the hard things about tasting a beer and trying to define what flavors you're tasting when they tell you that it's brewed with cherries is trying to think of anything other than cherries.
Other than cherries, yeah.
Because you know that they're in there and they are very pronounced, so it's hard to get around that.
Maybe some other darker fruits, you know, some maybe some prunes.
Yeah, plum.
Yeah.
Very astringent.
I'm glad we let this warm up too, because it definitely makes a difference.
Yeah.
It's very tasty.
A wonderful blend.
And it's nice because it's that cherry in there, but it's not quite as sweet or sour as a lambic would be. You definitely have the malty flavors coming through that a good strong ale has.
I can see a little bit of lambicness to it, though. I'm picking up on that.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, it's amazing. It's only 2% in how much cherry is coming through this beer.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, when I have beers like this, it just makes me think. I think I said this last week. It just makes me think of, like, farmhouse. It's very natural, you know, and organic comes to mind when I drink a beer like this. It tastes like something that you know, you're traveling through the countryside and you stop off at some barn and this guy's got a big old vat barrel, of this beer that he brewed. And he's like, here, drink some of barrel. This.
Speaking of which,
dude, that sounds like a great vacation.
I'll have to go to take a trip to Belgium.
Yeah.
Beer coasters in Belgium.
That's a really good, exactly.
And we can't.
It's weird because
we can barely
I almost
afford
want to
them.
Say that.
Go ahead.
This beer almost has. It seems like you could get an oaked version of this because it almost even though that's not like barrel aged. It there's something about it that feels barrel aged without having like a big woody character to it.
It's that earthiness in there.
Yeah.
And just the.
Yeah.
The malty, balanced earthiness, I think. Excellent. Mike, if you were going to pair this with something?
Oh, I have it here in my notes here somewhere. Hold on. Here we go. If I were going to pair this, I say a dessert beer and with some creme brulee with some fresh berries, I think would be good.
Yeah.
Sounds very good. Yeah, I think if I was going to pair this, I've been really craving doing a really good cheese plate lately. So I think I'd do some good, maybe blue cheese. Yeah, some slightly stronger cheeses I think would go really well with this.
Some apple slices.
Yes. Yes, to bring out those apple notes you were talking about.
First thing I was thinking of was, first thing I thought of was some after dinner sit by the fire and have this. I don't know about pairing it, but actually with a meal, I'm thinking of something char-grilled or, you know, something charred, like a charred chicken or steak or something like that. Something that's kind of smoky or just has that kind of charred taste to it. But
yeah,
definitely an after dinner also for me, sitting by the fireside.
Sweet.
It's very nice.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Hit it, Mike.
Are you ready?
Oh, you mean...
Oh, you funny guy.
It's not funny.
I'll start this again.
Why?
No, just keep going.
Okay, I'm going to go anyway. All right, so for my hop topic this week, I have a little bit of news about Old Hickory Brewery. This
comes from Old Hickory.
Old Hickory. You know, old spelled with an E at the end. Old. Yeah. Like ye. Like
that's
ye
really
old.
Old.
Ye olde hickory.
This comes from beernews.org. This is from Hickory, North Carolina. Old Hickory Brewery will release three of its flagship beers.
We're already getting silly, and we haven't even finished our first bottles yet.
Well, we're working on it. It's a very, very good beer, by the way.
Sorry, go ahead.
So Old Hickory Brewery is going to release three of its beers, flagship beers, apparently, in bottles. They're going to have the Table Rock Pale Ale, the Piedmont Pilsner, and the Hefeweizen.
Nice.
There's no timetable right now. They say the timetable's unknown, but they say that, you know, they check their blog for like upcoming information. And they also said that the Pilsner would be available in mini kegs in the breweries like Central Market. So I thought that was kind of cool that, you know, a little, brew pub, or I guess it'd be kind of, the brewery restaurant type thing is actually starting to bottle their beer. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool.
That's my hot topic. So yeah. There. Adds to our 1,400 plus craft breweries here in the United States.
That's always nice.
1,400 breweries and counting.
And growing.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I would like to let everybody know about the Village Craft Beer Festival. This podcast will be aired on September 19th. Oh, no, 18th. Friday the 18th. Correct?
Friday the 18th.
Yes.
And the Village Craft Beer Festival is on the 19th.
So this episode is going to... All right, this episode posts on the 18th?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Crazy Dave.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's right.
Birthday, Crazy Dave.
Crazy Dave. Okay.
Okay. Continue.
So, the 19th, it's here in Las Vegas. It's actually at Lake Las Vegas. It's to help Jerry's kids. Yes, it's for the MDA, the Muscular Dystrophy
Association.
Association. It's at Lake Las Vegas, at the Montelego Village Resort. And it's backed by popular demand. It's on September 19th. It's from 2 to 6 p.m. It's sponsored by Buckbean Brewery. And actually, I did their Black Naughty beer a few episodes ago, the canned beer show. So they're the big sponsor. And it's $20 a person. Benefits the MDA of Southern Nevada and Jerry's Kids. And here's a few of the confirmed brewers that will be there. Of course, Buckbean, Del Norte, Joseph James, Tenaya Creek, Gordon Biersch, Big Dog Hospitality, Oak Creek, Stone, Pyramid, Boulder Dam, Guinness, Heineken, Coronado, nice. Boston, and Barley's, and more to come.
It's cool to see
Coronado's going to be there.
Well, and it's cool to see like Guinness and Heineken supporting these local festivals. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I like to see that kind of stuff.
So for more information, you can either find out at Beer Advocate in their calendar events, or you can go to montelegovillage.com and look at their events and activities page, and you'll find it right there.
Sweet.
Peace out.
Awesome. For my hop topic this week, I'm going to talk about a little beer release coming out of St. Arnold Brewing out of...
All Hail St. Arnold.
Never gets old.
Arnold.
They're a Texas brewery.
If it did, no one would ever tell us.
Yeah. They are releasing their St. Arnold Divine Reserve number 8, which I guess is sort of like their anniversary type ale, once a year style thing. Their number 4 reserve took the gold in the World Beer Cup Scotch Ale category. So, very...
I like the first line. Tween girls have the Jonas Brothers. And vampire fanatics have Twilight and True Blood.
But the beer geeks get St. Arnold's Divine Reserve number 8. So, yeah. Actually, I'm trying to figure out what kind of beer it is.
What is up with this article? They're mentioned like Jonas Brothers and Harry Potter, and what the hell is going on?
This is
from... it a new blend? Is it a new beer?
Harry Potter blend?
Yeah, the Harry Potter blend. It's magical.
It's, it's Muggle beer.
Yeah.
That's like a Harry Potter joke.
Oh, and I haven't even read the books.
I have. They're great books. So anyway, keep an eye out for that. St. Arnold's Divine number 8 coming out soon.
Amen.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Gotta love the intro music. All right. For my tasting flight this week, I'm trying Victory Brewing Company's V12. It's from Victory Brewing Company out of Downingtown, Pennsylvania. And their website is victorybeer.com.
Victory!
So, as I said, this beer is named V12. And it is 12% ABV.
Wow.
No messing around with this one. Rate Beer rates this a 97 out of 100. And Beer Advocate users rate this an A-. And the Allstrom Brothers have not weighed in on this beer.
I tell you, they don't like you, Mike.
For malts, for malts they use imported German. They don't say any specific malts, but imported German. And for hops, is Styrian Goldings and Tettnanger Whole Flowers. And I'm going to crack it open.
Do it.
Yeah, do it already.
Try to crack it open.
Do it.
Cork is in there pretty good.
Come on. Do it.
Holy.
Put some elbow grease in it.
The cork is in there. Really good.
Careful, don't shake it up.
There we go.
Don't aim it at your monitor.
We have lift.
Okay. Now that the cork is finally out of the bottle.
Now that this segment is almost over. Yeah. Since we spent most of the time.
Okay, moving on.
All right, that's it for me this week, folks. Okay, here we go. So it's an orangey color. You got about a finger ahead.
Nice head.
It's, well, thank you.
Looks like a beer, smells like a beer, tastes like a beer. Let's move on.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate your enthusiasm. Really fruity, bready aromas. Maybe a tiny bit of brown sugar. Take a sip. Well, there's definitely some alcohol there. Definitely, right off the bat.
I thought you were going to say it's definitely Belgian.
Yes, definitely Belgian. Although, I don't know. This is like Belgian on steroids.
Whoa.
12%, I think it'd be.
I think I saw one of those in strongman competition.
Yeah. It's it's almost like a cake like malt and some fruits, but not obviously not like the cherries like the Amagang, but maybe some prunes. There's a lot of alcohol warming going on, and there's some spiciness in here, but it should be a little warmer, I think, for maybe some of that stuff to come out.
Yeah, that 12% hide damask, huh?
I think so, yeah. It's got like an oily alcohol flavor to it. Medium body. It's good, though. There's every sip, I'm starting to kind of detect a few different things. Like I said, there's maybe some prune and some prunes, some herbal hops. If we're going to pair this with anything, I actually found a dish that I thought would be kind of interesting with this. It's called a drunken French country chicken au gratin.
Mm.
Yes, that's the entire title. And if you want the recipe for that, you can go to the recipezar.com. It's recipe Z-A-A-R.com. And you can look it up there.
And you can make it and pair it with this beer.
Sweet. He did some research.
I'm going to keep sipping.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right.
Last Abby says what?
Mike is enjoying 12% quad right now. He's enjoying it very much. This is Toby. I'm out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And today, for my quadruple, I will be trying Lost Abbey Brewing Company's Judgment Day. Doom, 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 doom. Lost Abbey is out of San Diego, California. They've been brewing since 1997.
Where are they from again? Sorry.
San Diego, California.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
They've been brewing since 97, but they became official. The Lost Abbey Brewing Company became official in 2005. The website is www.lostabbey.com. Style is a quadruple. ABVs is 10.50%. I couldn't find...
Now, they're just... They're just the offshoot of Pizza Port, right?
Yeah, I was going to get into that for my interesting note.
Oh, sorry. Oh, excuse me. Jeez. Sorry, go on.
Walking all over
I did not know that. That's very interesting to me.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Sell this at 45 to 50. Serve it at 50 to 55. You can find this in the 750 milliliters, have right here. And the ingredients would include two-row wheat, medium, and dark English Crystal, Special B, and Chocolate Malts, Challenger and East Kent Golding Hops, Proprietary Belgian Ale Strain with Dextrose and Raisins. So it does say right here on the bottle, Ale Brewed with Raisins. Now the interesting...
I want to give a shout out to the Dark English.
The interesting note was a few years back, Vince Marsaglia, one of the owners of Pizza Port, he wanted to make a Belgian-style beer, but he didn't quite have the means, or he just somehow couldn't bring it to fruition. So they ended up hiring Tom Arthur, and he brought with him his mad Belgian-style brewing skills. So now we have Lost Abbey from Pizza Port. Lost Abbey's flagship beer is probably the Red Barn Ale. It's a farmhouse saison. I would say it's probably their flagship. I'm not sure. I mean, all of their beers are pretty unique and different and Belgian such. Anyway, Rate Beer gave this a 97 out of 100. Beer Advocate users B+, and the Alstrom brothers have not tried it, so I'm about to pop this baby.
Crack it. It's been a first. All three tasting flights have not been tried by the Alstrom brothers.
Is that really a first?
I think so. All three of them? I think
so. It might
so.
Be.
I could be wrong. We'd have to go back. Or if any listeners out there know, give us Backwash at beercoasterspodcast.com.
So I've got very dark. This is a very dark brown. Can't really see through it. It's almost a black in color. About a finger and a half of really foamy tan head.
A little different for a
quad. Yeah, that's... Quads aren't normally dark.
Yeah, this is pretty dark. So on the nose...
Cheers.
I am detecting...
Oh, wait, folks. It's not the end of the show. Keep listening.
I'm detecting... There's lots of raisin. Some good earthy...
Lots of raisin.
Real fruity... almost a kind of almost a chocolatey. No.
2 scoops of raisins are the reason Lost Abbey's Judgment Days. Something.
Hey, just talking to your pillow, please.
Those aren't pillows.
So upon sipping, yeah, there's some chocolatey, yes, and some coffee.
Oh, really? I didn't get any coffee. I'm jealous.
Yeah, some raisins.
Very unusual for the style.
This is
very unusual for the style. Yes.
This is almost like a kind of like an imperial porter. It seems like it's very warming. You can really get the alcohol, not so much on the tongue, yeah, but a bit in the on the sides and the back. A really nice mouthfeel. Yeah, this is 10.5%.
Does it really come through that 10.5? Like, you could tell, is there like alcohol warming going on? Yeah,
big time. It's a, yes, a sipping beer. This is a, it's not bad. For pairing it with something, I would go with
a figgy pudding, perhaps.
Steak dinner. I'm just going to go with the good old standby steak dinner.
Steak dinner.
I'd like to take you to a steak dinner.
Something with nice, a nice rub, you know, kind of, not a spicy rub, but a really, maybe pepper rub or something like that.
That's the rub.
I don't know where to go with this. I was so thrown off. This is seriously, it tastes like a...
It's like completely
it tastes like an Imperial Porter. There's
any
not
any quad I've ever heard of.
There's not much Belgian about this that I'm not taking anything away from this thinking Belgian. It doesn't have the really yeasty, you know, Belgian-ness to it. You know what I mean? Anyway. So
maybe it had the wrong bottles thrown in the line. Maybe that's their
labels mixed up.
So anyway, that's the Lost Abbey from San Diego, California, Judgment Day Ale.
And now representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
Giggity.
And for my tasting flight this week, I am trying Avery Brewing Company's The Reverend. It is a quad weighing in at 10% ABV with 10 IBUs.
Whoa.
Ingredients are using
kids.
Two row barley, Cara Pils 8, Cara 20, a Caramel 15L, and a Caramel 40L malts. And then this is a Belgian Special B. I'm not sure what that is. Quick interesting note. The Reverend was created in tribute to the life of sales manager Tom Bugard's grandfather, an ordained Episcopal Reverend.
Episcopalian, eh?
Rate Beer gives it an 89. Beer Advocate users give it a B+. Alstrom Brothers have not weighed in on this beer. Mm. And
Chris,
I
good luck.
Am about to weigh in on this beer. Let me crack it open.
Ooh, it's it's
foil.
Capped.
Oh, it's capped with foil. No
capped
cork.
With foil. No cork.
Like I said, good luck.
Yeah. 10%.
And only 10 IBUs.
Really? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yep. Interesting.
So it has about a finger and a half of kind of soapy head. Not very much lacing at all.
You have to rinse your glasses before you
rinse
put them
my
away.
Glasses.
Rinse them.
Fairly clear, kind of orangish color.
Rinses.
Orangish. Sorry.
Orangish. What you smelling?
Getting that sweetness and a little caramel. Maybe some apple.
Any alcohol?
Apple.
I'm not smelling much alcohol.
Duh, it's beer. Man, you think you'd learn a few things after 19 podcasts.
Yeah.
19.
You gotta get that same cake scent you were kind of talking about, Mike, on yours.
Cake and beer. It's a wonderful thing.
Because we've all been eating cake and thought, you know what, this needs booze.
We'll see it.
We'll see it.
It's really sweet. Mm.
A lot of these quads tend to be sweet, trying to balance out all that alcohol, you know?
Yeah, it's a little bit sweeter than I expected it. Quadruple. Maybe some pear. And some... Not quite the darker fruits, more the
pears or lighter grapes. It's got kind of a syrupy feel and flavor.
Does it, is it have like a little bit of carbonation to make it feel syrupy, or just has a syrupy kind of feel in your mouth, but it's still got good carbonation?
No, I mean, it's still got good carbonation, but it's still that oily, syrupy kind of taste. And
Think you would pair it with anything?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think if I was going to pair this with something, I'd pair it with like an apple tart. I'm getting quite a bit of apple in it.
Is there any sourness to it at all? Or is it just
not
sweet?
Really. It's mostly, it's more of a sweet apple flavor than a sour apple flavor.
Yeah.
More like a Granny Smith instead of a
Granny Smith is a green sour apple.
I thought those were red.
No.
They're the Macintosh or Golden Delicious or something. Yeah. Golden Delicious is sweet. Macintosh got a little bit of tartness. What is this, the Apple Coasters podcast?
It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah.
Pwebiz says, I offered my Asian roommate cake and beer. He whips out some sake. This is the beginning of an excellent friendship.
It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah.
All right, everybody. Last call.
Welcome to our last call segment here on the Beer Coasters podcast. This is where we throw out our pint ratings and give a little wind up to the show. Mike, what do you got?
Wind up, wind down.
Wind down.
What do I got? I got Three Philosophers, which is the first beer we tried here on the Fermentation Conversation. I'm rating it a five.
God.
Five pints. Whoa. Because it is one of my favorite beers, I am very, very, very biased judge this week on this beer.
Yeah.
I know it's not a real quad. Technically, it's a blend. But anyway, that's my rating. On the Victory V12, I'm sipping this beer this whole podcast. I've rated it higher and higher. As when it warms up, there's all kinds of different flavors. I'm really enjoying sipping on this beer. I rated it a 4. So, those are my pint ratings for this week. Thank you.
And
you're welcome.
Toby.
Well, with the Amagang, I like the Amagang. I thought it was pretty good. I liked the cherries and I liked all that goodness. I'm going to go with a 4 as well. I thought that it was very nice.
As well. I did not rate mine a 4, my friend.
Oh, yours was a 5. That's right. I'm going to go with a 4. All right, this Lost Abby's talking back to me.
See what happens?
So I'm going to say
that's
4.
That's why the Victory is so good right now.
You're biased in so many ways.
Ain't that the truth?
So Omegang, Three Philosophers, I give it a 4. I liked it. It's pretty good. Now with the Lost Abbey, I got a little thrown with it. As it warmed up, it did get a lot more fruity and actually a little more mellow. It's not so alcoholy, and there's still a little bit of chocolateness to it. Definitely does not seem like a Belgian beer by any means. It's more of a mellow imperial porter, what it seems like. But it's very good. I'd say sit down with a couple friends, have steak dinner, pour them some of this, and I think they'd be impressed. So I'm going to go with a 4. I know it's to me not so quad-like, but it's still really good, really interesting. So, yeah. Lost Abbey. Judgment Day.
Quad-like.
Quad like.
So for my pint ratings this week, I'm going to go for the three philosophers.
Wait, what about the mellow imperial? Yeah, isn't that kind of an oxymoron?
The marrow, mellow imperial porter. Oxymoron.
Well, it must be the jumbo alcohol. Shrimp.
Yeah.
Military intelligence. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Chris.
Mellow
Proceed.
Imperial.
Yeah. So for the three philosophers, I'm going to give it a 4.5 pints. I also really like this beer a lot. I'm really enjoying the Belgian styles, and I'm kind of sad that this is the end of the road as far as our Belgian series goes for this. For this time, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure we'll revisit the Belgians at some point, but
yeah, it's
just a great example of a really good, well-designed beer. So I'm giving it a 4.5.
Maybe we'll revisit the Belgian beers in Belgium.
That would be nice. For the Avery Reverend, I'm going to give it a 3.5. Still a good, solid beer. It was a little bit sweeter than I wanted. So I wasn't completely loving it, but it's still a pretty good style representation.
He's loving it.
So I'm going to give it a 3.5. So with that, those would be our pint ratings for this week. I just want to throw out a couple things. If you want to check out our fermentation conversation, that was from Omegang Brewery, which is OMMEGANG.com, Omegang.com. And for my brew, I did the Avery Reverend, and you can find them at AveryBrewing.com. You guys have any websites you want to throw out there?
Sure, I'll throw out Victory. VictoryBeer.com to get some good beers. Check them out.
Also, LostAbbey.com, LostABBEY. They're out of, actually, San Marcos, California, which is still San Diego, but, you know, it's part
San
of
Diego
San
Diego County counts.
Yes, the San Diego Brewery.
Awesome. And then you can also follow us on Twitter at Beer Coasters Pod. You can also search for us on Facebook. Just search for Beer Coasters Podcast. You can individually email us. My individual email is chris@beercoasterspodcast.com.
I am mike@beercoasterspodcast.com.
And I'm Toby@beercoasterspodcast.com.
Thank you. And you can email us backwash. That email address is backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also leave audio backwash two different ways. One, you could go onto the site and click the little call me button, or you can dial 972-914-8502. You can post your comments directly on the website for each episode. That's pretty damn cool, if I do say so myself.
And if you don't know that website, it is beercoasterspodcast.com. And you can also find us in iTunes, which is very cool. You go to the iTunes store, search for Beer Coasters. We're there. It's cool. Check us out. And you can check the website on Mondays for the next time on Beer Coasters. See what we're drinking next week and drink with
us. Even though we were late on that. For this episode.
Yeah. It happens sometimes.
But, tell your friends, tell your friends' friends, tell them to tell their friends, and then their friends tell their friends, and then maybe tell their parents, and see if their parents have friends, and they can tell their friends,
and they can tell
then
their
then we'll be the biggest podcast ever on the planet.
Thanks for listening.
Support your local brewery. Drink local, because local is fresh. Don't drink and drive.
Very fresh.
Lastly, you guys have any comments, suggestions, beer bars, beer favorites, whatever?
Pizza Port in San Diego. Yes. There's two locations, Carlsbad and Solana Beach.
I love the Solana Beach. You know, I've never been to the Carlsbad location before.
It's a lot more busier. It's bigger too. Yeah,
I really like the Solana Beach location though, and they have excellent pizza and excellent beers.
Pizza's great.
And with that,
I'm gonna throw out.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just want to throw out Cape Ann Brewery, Cape Ann Brewing Company. They got a cool little bar inside now. It's been open for about 6 months or so. Really cool people, good beer. Go check them out. Everybody's really friendly. If you're in the New England area, of course, check them out.
Awesome.
Nice.
And with that, we're out. Cheers.
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 Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
Thank you.